Hi, my name is Sanaa Anye, and welcome back to the Another Day with Anye podcast. I am so excited to be back. In this episode, we are going to focus on a ministry moment. So for the month of October, you guys kind of didn't get episodes. And I'm kind of sorry about that, just a little bit, but not really. And I'm going to tell y'all why. The month of October is a month I completely dedicate to Holy Convocation. I am greatly involved in the process of designing elements and creating a lot of the products that we have for Holy Convocation. So overall, it was a busy month, but I didn't come to talk to you guys about the busyness of the month. I wanted to talk to you about the amazing time that I had. Holy Convocation was nothing short of amazing. And now just thinking about it, I'm going to be completely honest, it was the best Holy Convocation I think we have ever had. There was such a peace and a grace to get things done, removing all stress. It was amazing. So while I would love to talk to you about every night of Holy Convocation, we're just going to talk about the official day, which was Sunday, October 19th, 2025. And it was amazing. So during that service, our apostle, he talked about being a firebrand. Mind you, the theme for the Holy Convocation was Kingdom Dimensional Movement. So you can imagine, all week we have been talking about what it means to be in the kingdom, tapping into dimensions and making sure we are always in movement. This is not the time to stand still and look pretty. We don't need that. We need to move, get souls saved. And can I tell you that God truly did save during the Holy Convocation? There were people who got saved and filled with the Holy Ghost. Can I get an amen? Let me tell you, heaven is truly rejoicing. It was definitely all around amazing. And I was just thankful to have been a part. Sorry about that. But back to Sunday, talking about the firebrand, right? We know that the Bible talks about in Hebrews how our God, it says specifically, for our God is a consuming fire, right? And so we understand that in certain heats, certain temperatures, there are just certain things that cannot remain. There are things that have to immediately be burned off. And if you know anything about gold or pearls having to be under pressure, right? There is some sort of pressure or heat that has to be applied in order for gold to be its purest and for a pearl to really be its prettiest. So we understand that, right? So, our apostle, not only did he talk about allowing God to remove everything from you, right? He posed a very important question as to why we haven't done anything with what we have, right? God has graced us with so many gifts, and he has given us so many opportunities, honestly, to put them to use, and we think they're not good enough. Why are the ushers any less than the praise and worship leaders? Why is the media ministry any less than the musicians? Like, why have we given people status in the church that ranks them as less than or greater than? Do I believe that we should honor our leaders? Absolutely. I think we should also come with the understanding that everybody has a function and everybody plays a part. And I remember my leader, he explained it to me like this. If you're leading praise and worship and you don't reach the point that you're supposed to reach in the service, you know, as you go throughout the service, your service should be hitting different heights. You should be going higher throughout the service. I would love if everybody could come in on fire, right? That's the expectation. Everybody come ready, prepare, because you never know what God is going to do. Do you need something from God? Absolutely. But on the off chance that somebody new is there, that somebody else needs the Lord, that somebody else needs deliverance, you still got to be in place. So yeah, I know God's going to meet my need, but I'm in place to be used by God so someone else can get their need met, right? If you're the praise and worship leader and you don't give God your all and you don't meet that height of the service, that means whoever got to come after, they have to pick it up only to get to where they need to go. So we don't want to create a drag in service. Anyway, All I'm trying to say is do your very best. Give God your all, okay? If you're given a job in the church, then you do that job to the best of your ability. You use the gift that God has given you, and you use it, and you do well. You do well. You take pleasure in serving the Lord, and you're blessed by it immediately. So overall, Holy Convocation was so amazing. There were so many good points, so many good things he talked about. And I remember leaving Holy Convocation refreshed, replenished. It was honestly an amazing experience. And so I remember coming back home and waking up the next morning, and I literally could not believe that it was over. It was honestly a moment, and I believe God intended it to be that way. It felt like a moment. Like, this is, I'm talking about a ministry moment that I was able to witness, and it really felt like it. Like, I could not believe it was all over. And I was just like, Lord, like, that happened so fast. And it was such a breeze. The Lord allowed me to be at peace and grace. Let me tell you, I had the best sleep ever. And if you ever have, you know, gone to a conference or a convocation and you had to be in a hotel, sometimes it's not comfortable, but I had the best sleep ever. Okay. It was amazing. And so I know this episode isn't too long, but I really wanted to just express why it is we didn't have any episodes in October. And it was for this reason. So if you're in the Augusta area, I recommend that you come and stop by. God has been definitely has been moving us, and he's shaping us, and he's allowing us to understand that he's not a God of confusion. Like, we don't give you our all one day and then don't talk to you the rest of the week. No, include God in everything that you do. And I want to encourage you, if you're not in a Bible-based church, get into one. Get into one that believes in the power of God, that is true to his word, which means that you have got to study his word in order to know. And I'm thankful. If you're in the Augusta area, I welcome you to come and join my church at Trinity Revival Worship Center at 3452 Peach Orchard Road, because there are souls that need saving. If you know anybody in the area, join us every Sunday. Now, our normal services start at 11 a.m., but let me tell you, intercessory prayer, that is where it's at. People like to downplay prayer, like prayer don't work, and prayer works, all right? So, wow, I just remember something else about Holy Convocation. But yeah, join us for intercessory prayer that starts at 10:45. Now, back to Holy Convocation, right? Had to rep my church because it's amazing. But Holy Convocation, we had morning glory. Oh my goodness. Like, if you were there, you know. Like, morning glory was amazing. It was amazing. And now, I can't recall if I've ever been a part of a morning glory. I don't think so. Like, actively a part. But this morning glory, let me tell you, God moved. God moved. God moved. Faith was in the room. Power was in the room. God moved. Now, with that being said, this was such a turning point in our Holy Convocation. And I haven't asked anyone else if they also feel that way. But I feel like morning glory was such a pivot in the Holy Convocation where we just started to excel. You know, like little Einsteins, we're going on a trip in a favorite rocket ship. We zoomed through heavens. Like, we zoomed. It was so good. And honestly, this is why it's important to pray. Prayer works. Prayer is the answer. Prayer is how you get through. Sometimes you just need to talk to the Lord. And not just talking to him, but removing everything in your atmosphere that's not like him. That means coming against all imaginations. That means coming against principalities and strongholds. That means coming against generational curses, things that have been in your family for a long time. That means coming against witchcraft, and it means coming against promiscuity and lack, and it means coming against all that stuff and coming against it with power. I'm not coming against it because, you know, I just felt like it today. No, I see that the enemy is trying to get through. And so I'm going to dismantle and remove, denounce and renounce all ties to everything that has to do with the enemy. Because let me tell you, if we are really in a kingdom dimensional movement, then it's time to move. And I'm not letting any raggedy spirit, lazy spirit, inconvenience, or I'm not letting anything stop me. It's nonsense and foolish to let anything stop you from what God is doing. Let me tell you, we just had a sermon that was preached on Sunday, and I know I'm kind of rambling, but God has been so good to me. God has been so, so good to me. We just had a sermon that was preached on Sunday by our apostle, and he talked about how it's all in a network. Now, I've already seen how some people in my church have been blessed, so I can't wait to tell y'all how God has blessed me, okay? Because he's in the neighborhood, can I tell you? So that just says, make sure you pray, stay connected, make sure you have a relationship with God, make sure that your covenant is one that you keep sacred and one that you really take to heart, because God really wants the best for you. And I've had to realize that over time, and let God be a blessing. Let God be God. Let him be your father. Let him be your comfort. Let him be your confidant. Let him be all the things that he wants to be. Okay, we don't just go to God for what we need, but I go to God to rejoice. Like even right now, I can't even tell you just how happy I am to be back and to do this. I'm rejoicing in the fact that God has allowed me to minister and to encourage people this way. And I'm grateful for it, because God doesn't have to allow us to do anything. And so I'm also grateful for the gifts and the talents that he has given me. So with all that being said, thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Another Day with Anya podcast. And I look forward to hearing from y'all and seeing y'all next Thursday. Like, what do y'all think we should talk about next? Like, the month of November is covered, okay? I got something good for y'all next week, something good. So I look forward to it. So thank you guys again for listening to this episode of the Another Day with Anya podcast. And I look forward to seeing you guys later. Don't forget to thank God for another day. All right, you guys, be blessed.